Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. It is a deadly game that proved fatal once again. Two teenage girls are dead from subway surfing. Amanda Alexander has our report.
The bodies of those teens found on top of a J train after 3 Saturday morning. Craig lives nearby and says...
Fortunate that this keeps happening. It's not the first incident.
It happened at the Broadway and Marcy Avenue station, where fathers Craig and Duran say the influence of this dangerous trend is pointing to a larger issue.
Everybody want to be cool on being social media. Sometimes, you know, it takes over your life.
I think it's a reflection of the lack of opportunities and community programs. Kids are trying to find different ways to experience adventure.
And police still working on IDing those teens so their families haven't been notified. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsburg.
And now an update to a story we've been following on 1010 Winds. An arrest has been made in connection to a deadly domestic dispute in Flushing Thursday afternoon. Police say 27-year-old Wei Sheng Chang stabbed his mother-in-law to death and wounded his 17-year-old brother-in-law. He then slashed his wrists and set fire to a mattress in the bedroom, which sent 8 police officers to the hospital with smoke inhalation. Chen faces 6 counts of murder as well as assault, arson, and weapons. Family members tell us that the violence broke out after Chen got into an argument about his divorce. An apparent murder-suicide is under investigation in Queens. Police tell us a 37-year-old man and a 41-year-old man were found shot in the head inside a home in Jamaica last night. Investigators are calling it a domestic incident, possibly involving cousins. The victims have not yet been identified. Former Jets quarterback and Fox Sports commentator Mark Sanchez is recovering in the hospital at this hour after reports he was stabbed in Indianapolis. TMZ says Sanchez was in the city to broadcast the Colts-Raiders game tomorrow. Initial reports say he was critically injured, but Fox just released a statement saying he's stable at the hospital. Sanchez was the number 5 overall pick in the 2009 NFL draft and spent 4 seasons with the Jets, also playing at times for Philadelphia, Dallas, and Washington. Sanchez has been an NFL analyst on Fox for the past 4 years. An 87-year-old woman in Midtown has been scammed out of thousands of dollars. Police say in July, she received an email notifying her that her bank account had been hacked. She was asked to withdraw cash for safekeeping and then told someone would meet her at her door to collect it. When that person arrived, she handed over $27,000 in cash. The suspect took off. Police have released surveillance pictures of the person they're looking for. If anyone recognizes him, they're asked to call Crime Stoppers. More shots are getting fired in the race for New York City mayor. Former governor and independent candidate Andrew Cuomo going after his main nemesis, the Democratic frontrunner Zoran Mondani, saying he's basically a shorter version of ex-mayor Bill de Blasio. Cuomo went on to lay out why he believes de Blasio failed.
Talked a lot, public advocate, politician rhetoric, but never accomplished anything. What happened as mayor? Talked a lot, played politics, accomplished nothing.
Cuomo says de Blasio and Mondani share positions on housing, education, and taxes, pointing to proposed rent freezes, higher taxes on millionaires, and shrinking school gifted and talented programs. Mondani says Cuomo sounds more like President Trump with his personal digs. Mondani, Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa are the last candidates and will square off at the polls starting October 25th when the early voting begins.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.